The Air Force is feeling the crunch in the retention and recruitment battle. To alleviate that problem, Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says the service will make some changes to take the strain off of airmen. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni tells us what the Air Force has in mind.
The Air Force has a big staffing problem. Not only is it hemorrhaging pilots that fly its specialized aircraft, but it's also short on workers to maintain those aircraft. Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James says retention is a huge challenge within the service. In order to try to entice airmen to stay with the force, James says the Air Force is going to be cutting back on daily duties airmen are responsible for. Here's James speaking at a Defense One event in Washington.
It really is across the board for our Air Force, and that is the so-called additional duties. So by that I mean, you know, I as a member of the Air Force, I have my job, but then in addition, I have other stuff that I'm given at the unit level that I am also responsible for, and it eats up a lot of time. And it's frequently a big annoyance to the force. I've heard this over and over again as I've traveled. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take that on. And we started at home base, let's say, meaning we looked at the things we had done to ourselves by Air Force instruction. What are some of these additional duties, and can we eliminate some of them? And so we're getting pretty close now to making an announcement to the force. This is going to impact much more the uniform force, though, than the civilian force. But we're going to announce the elimination of some of these additional duties. Now, it won't be the be-all and end-all. It's tranche one. But we then have to look at some things that are required by law that we can go back to Congress and see if we can change, or perhaps OPM or perhaps OSD. So this is going to be step one, and there'll be more to follow.
What duties will be eliminated first, James wouldn't say, but it is safe to say airmen will likely see a change in their daily routines coming soon. James' decision harkens back to the Defense Department's Force of the Future initiative, which is trying to make DOD a more progressive employer. James was a big advocate for increasing the amount of maternity leave active duty women received before the Pentagon increased it for all services. The Force of the Future partly tries to better the quality of life for defense workers. It already has broadened the hours of daycares on bases and made it easier for people to move between the private and public sector, all in hopes of keeping up with the benefits industry can offer for its employees. And the Air Force needs some sort of change considering the number of pilots it's losing. The pilot shortfall is expected to grow to 700 by the end of the fiscal year. That leaves the Air Force with a 21% gap in what it needs compared to what it has. Here's James on how the Air Force is trying to solve that problem.
It's a several-pronged approach. There's no silver bullet. There's no single answer. So, First of all, the civilian airlines are hiring, mm-hmm. and the pay differential is substantial. So we are working with the Congress to try to increase the bonus authority for our pilots in the future. The bonus authority that we currently have hasn't been raised since the year 1999. So it has fallen behind standard, and so looking to increase the compensation is one thing, but it's only one thing. Pay is important, but it is by no means everything. The other thing we're trying to do is the pace of deployments is high, as I mentioned earlier. And so what that means is when pilots and units are home, they need to have good quality time at home, where they have a reasonable pace, where they can be with their families, where they can do some professional development, and some home station flying and training as appropriate. So we need to work on doing a better job of those, I'll say, quality of life and home station issues as well. We don't have as much of a recruitment problem as we have a retention problem, and we also have a training and throughput problem. So that's another thing that we're trying to do to address our pilot shortage, is we're trying to amp up how many pilots we produce in a given year. So we have a variety of approaches there. So it's less of a recruitment issue. It's much more of a retaining issue and a production issue as well.
Pilots aren't the only area that the Air Force is hurting. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein said during his nomination hearing that the Air Force is short about 4,000 maintainers. Maintainers are the airmen who work on planes, change oil, and keep aircraft in top shape. Goldfein says the Air Force is so low on maintainers that it doesn't have any more to move from its old legacy systems to the new F-35. That's further delaying the F-35's release, he says. Here's James on the maintainer issue.
We do have a shortage of maintainers, and I talked a couple of times about we're growing our Air Force, so just a few numbers overall. We're going from about 311,000 on the active duty side to 317,000 by the end of this fiscal year, which, remember, is September 30th. So we're just about to hopefully hit 317,000. And part of that in strength growth, a good part, is going to go to the maintenance force. So that's point one. And we're going to grow beyond that. So we project in the next time we submit a budget, we'll be going several thousand higher than that. And I think maintenance will continue to get additional end strength. By the way, it's not just a numbers situation in our maintenance force, it's also an experience level situation. And at the moment, we probably have more of the younger, less experienced maintainers and fewer of the older, more experienced maintainers, and that's where we're most short. So the way you deal with that is through bonuses and to try to help retain and once again focus on if there's quality of life issues, what can we do there to retain more people. So we have a robust program now of bonuses for our maintenance force. But truth in advertising, it's going to take us years to get out from under this because we're bringing in new people, which will just swell the ranks of the more juniors, and it will take years to season them. But we need to work on it, and so we're doing that.
The Air Force is hoping to grow its total force to 321,000. But in the meantime, the Air Force has had to hire contractors to work on planes during the maintainer shortfall. But the Air Force isn't the only one with a maintainer problem. The Army's worried about the training of its maintainers as it sends planes and pilots to war zones overseas, but not its Army maintainers. The Army's Deputy Commanding General at U.S. Training and Doctrine Command, Lieutenant General Kevin Mangum, told the House Armed Services Committee some Army brigades aren't bringing maintainers to Afghanistan so they can stay under the Afghanistan troop caps. Instead, the Army's paying $100 million this year to hire private contractors to do the job. Mangum says, meanwhile, the Army trainers are sitting at home with nothing to keep their skills sharp. Here's what House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry had to say about that during a meeting with reporters on Capitol Hill.
I mean, it's costing more money, and they are losing their skills atrophy if you're not exercising them. And then if you want to say what are really concerned about the most, it is the possibility that you would have force protection consequences to an artificial troop cap. That would worry you the most.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.